And so the first point, the love letters, I've got on the screen the Fair Housing Act. And while love letters are not a new thing, they seem to rear their head during times of hot markets, but they do appeal to sellers' heartstrings. And let's face it, buying and selling a property can be a highly emotional event or decision for buyers and sellers. And so love letters, in many cases, can be effective, but they are becoming problematic because one state in particular, and then the National Association of Realtors has come out with a recent blurb about why they view them as being problematic. And we're going to talk about that now. So the NAR came out with this statement of love letters or liability letters, and I've provided you the link there. And then the Oregon House recently passed, and the governor, I've got on the screen that the governor had not yet signed the bill. The governor has actually just signed the bill into law. So Oregon is the first state in the country to ban the practice of love letters. There was a recent USA Today article concerning the Oregon bill, but what the Oregon bill does is it's starting in January of 22, a real estate agent must reject any communication that would reveal the buyer's race, color, religion, sex, sexual orientation, national origin, marital status, or familial status, according to this new Oregon law. And so one of the things that we are monitoring is, will this law make its way east? We are not currently aware of any litigation concerning love letters, but it's certainly a topic that we're monitoring closely. And in this particularly hot market, we think it is ripe for potential litigation. And so in the USA Today article that I referred to, it examined a 2019 study that was conducted by Redfin, one of the larger national real estate brokerages. And it was really interesting to me because what the study did is it examined the most effective strategies for a prospective buyer to win a bidding war. And the first one made a lot of sense to me. It was that all cash offers have more than tripled a buyer's odds to win in a bidding war. That makes sense to me. This next one really surprised me. It said that writing a love letter came in second, increasing a buyer's chances by 59%. And so that was particularly surprising. So what can agents do? There's a few things. First, agents can refuse to send them on behalf of a buyer. Second, listing agents can refuse to accept them, and not only refuse to accept them, but put in the MLS listing that their sellers are going to refuse to accept them. Third, sellers also play a role in this. And so sellers can simply not consider them. I've heard of some agents just simply making an Excel spreadsheet of the terms of the various offers. And I've heard as many as 13 offers coming in on the first day that a home goes on the market. And that's how hot of a market that we are. And in order to track those different offers and the different terms of those offers, something like an Excel spreadsheet, I think, would be helpful. What would not be helpful is getting a picture like the one that you have on the screen. And I think that's certainly what the Oregon law attempts to eliminate. So the final point on the love letters is that agents and sellers should simply consider the terms of the offer itself and nothing more.